Roughly 30 parents, educators, mental health professionals, community leaders, and others filled the courtroom in Petersburg. It was a change of plea hearing for 32-year-old Andre Franklin, who was accused of buying 2 six-packs of beer for a minor late last month. Franklin sat alone at a table in front of the audience. The defense and prosecuting attorneys attended last week's hearing by teleconference. Magistrate Darlene Whitethorn read through the proposed plea agreement and then informed the lawyers that her courtroom was packed with people.
And I can tell you right now, I'm not going to accept this agreement. And the reason I'm not is because of community condemnation, which is one of the goals to sentencing.
In exchange for the defendant's guilty plea, the proposed agreement had included a 90-day jail sentence with all 90 days suspended. It had also called for a $500 fine with half of it suspended and 1 year probation. Suspended sentences can be enforced if a defendant violates probation. As crimes go, providing alcohol to minors is classified as a misdemeanor. It has no mandatory minimum sentence and can carry a maximum penalty of up to a year in jail and a $10,000 fine. Individual misdemeanors like this do not typically draw a courtroom crowd or media attention, but in recent months, local officials have reported a significant increase in emergencies involving teen drinking. That's helped push the problem to the forefront of public concern among Petersburg residents, including Whitethorn.
There's been a lot of talk in town hall meetings about the lenient sentences that are given out of this court. And one of my duties is to my community, and while the sentences that I have given in the past I think were mostly justified, I think because of what has happened to our young people lately this summer, I understand that at least 4 of them were hospitalized for alcohol poisoning, that I can't really accept a sentence where there will be no jail time to serve.
No one from the public got to speak at the hearing, and no one asked to, though a couple thank yous could be heard from the group as Whitethorn adjourned and people filed out. It seemed clear that for those who attended, the issue was bigger than this individual defendant. High school principal Rick Dormer was one of several people from the school district who attended the hearing.
I spent a lot of time with our kids. I just want to come out and really support our kids. I was pitching, looking at something like that, you know, not against a gentleman like that who just made a mistake, but really supporting just the safety and welfare of our youth.
Earlier this month at a well-attended and emotional town hall meeting, parents and others expressed frustration that, as they saw it, people caught providing alcohol for teens were getting off too easy. During that meeting, Police Chief Jim Agner encouraged the public to make their feelings known to the court system.
And one of the things I explained to them was you can't just complain generally, that there's a time and a place, and the time and the place has to do at sentencing for specific crimes. And one of the things that they tasked me with at the town meeting was to let people know when these sort of sentences were coming up. So when I found out late yesterday afternoon that this was occurring, I kept my word to the people at the town hall or the town meeting and let people know. And I actually only told a few people.
But word quickly spread around town by email, and Agner was glad so many people showed up.
This was important to the people in Petersburg, and I'm very pleased that they showed up. This is how we change things.
Agner said this particular case is no more serious than others like it. It just happened to be the first one to come up since the town hall meeting. He said there are 2 more cases of furnishing alcohol to minors pending, and he hopes people show up for those hearings as well. According to a court estimate, authorities have charged people with furnishing alcohol to minors about 12 times over the past few years in Petersburg. Defendant Andre Franklin had not expected all the attention. KFSK and Petersburg Pilot reporters asked for his thoughts about it after the hearing.
I know I've heard everything that's been happening through the summer. I'm not responsible for what everyone else do. You know, I made my one mistake, and now I'm paying for it. So,
with the court's rejection of the plea agreement, the prosecution and defense attorneys agreed to leave the case scheduled for trial on January 24th, though they are likely to meet and discuss the case again before then. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.